Our next batch of stories cover a mixture of sports news and news on changes in local businesses. But we start with learning how two young people qualified for the England 10-pin bowling team, followed by a piece on the reactions to the new Norwich City away kit.
Two Norwich teenagers have bowled the competition over to win places on England's 10-pin bowling team. Jack Everett and Nicola Betts met, aged eight, at Norwich Youth Bowling Club, NYBC, where they set their sights on playing for England. Enlisting Mr. Everett's grandmother, Margaret Jones, as a trainer, the 15-year-olds practised up to four times a week at Namco Funscape Bowling Alley in Beauthorpe. And now all the hard work has paid off, as the friends have secured two of just four places on the England team. For the past 3 years, they had competed in tournaments the breadth of the country, from Margate to Torquay, in order to secure their places. The news that they had reached the England team was more rushed. Miss Betts, a Helsdon High School student, said, to quote, "We were told at the very last minute, so when we finally found out, it was such a relief. Now I really want to do well for England." While the Norfolk County Under-18s champions and England team players make the sport look easy, they both revealed it took a lot of practice to get there. Mr. Everett said, "The sport is harder than it looks, as it involves a lot of technique." He said, to quote, "It's worth it though, and it's very sociable. I've made friends throughout the country." And for novice bowlers, Mr. Everett, and some sage advice, he said, "Don't expect to score high the first time."
Demolition is underway at City College Norwich as an entire block is knocked down to make way for a futuristic digital arts building. The demolition of the Southwell building, which began life as student accommodation and later was used for storage and offices, has begun and will take 3 weeks to complete. Brook-based demolition company DR Cole is in charge of the project, and workers are using grabbers to chip away the bricks. The site will make way for the new Digitech factory, which will begin construction in January 2020, subject to planning approval. If all goes to plan, the new building will welcome its first students in autumn 2021. John Bonham, the Director of Estates and Facilities at the City College, said, "It will be state-of-the-art and a beacon for the eastern region." Mr. Bonham recalled a former student who travelled from Peru to see the building for the final time. The Southwell building was the start of his successful career as an engineer, which has seen him work all over the world. Mr. Bonham added, "I'm sure future students will have similar fond memories and just as much success."
Opinion was split over the release of Norwich City's completely revolutionary red and yellow away kit. The club has released its area away kit for the 2019-2020 season, revealing a largely red shirt with a yellow neckline and geometric pattern on the sleeves. It is the first red kit the Canaries have worn in more than 10 years, with the last being in the 2007-2008 season. It features the principal club partner, Daffabet, and its new sleeve partner, Best Friends. But the colours have left fans divided. While some praised the choice, others weren't so keen, with some saying it clashed with the Canaries' green and yellow badge. Kaylee Coverdale, head of retail at the club, said, to quote, "With the away kit, we wanted to create something modern for the fans with the use of a geometric print design on the sleeve and body, as well as using a vibrant colour that has not been used in recent years."
A popular gymnastics centre has been forced to close until further notice, while health and safety concerns with a sprung floor are investigated. On Friday, July the 19th, young gymnasts and their parents arriving at Eastern Sports and Leisure Centre, the home of Eastern Gymnastics Club in Bauber Road, Bauber, were disappointed to find the gym was unexpectedly closed. The sudden closure came after safety issues were found with the gym's floor track, leading the centre owners to take the decision to close the gym until further notice, while the problem could be made safe. It means members of the club are having to find somewhere else to practice until further notice. Mark Lupton, the centre manager, said they had first become concerned after people noticed the floor was making unusual noises. He said, "We had somebody come out on Friday to do a review on some of our equipment, and he found that there were a few little issues with the floor track." Mr. Lupton said that the centre was told the floor, which is around the size of half a football pitch, was not safe to be used until the issue was fully identified, adding, "With the information from the inspection, we thought we couldn't allow gymnasts to come in and use the gym from a health and safety point of view. And because the floor is a major part of the hall, you can't continue to run the club while it's a faulty floor. So we took the decision to close."
And now our second feature, Norwich's City Station, in which Derek James remembers this railway station and its closure 60 years ago. Our reader is Dorothy Sneesby.